The other night, my son chose as his bedtime story a tale about wartime evacuees. As we read, I found myself catapulted into a maze of questions from his four-year-old mind, questions about war, death, and suffering. He looked at me thoughtfully. "Dad," he said, "who are the baddies?" About then, my faltering explanations dried up. As the world has reacted to the recent swathe of terrorist attacks, it's often the loudest voices that dominate. But recently, a French family of newspapers handed over its pages to Muslim children. 9-year-old Ayman said this, "When I arrived at school last Monday, some friends treated me like a terrorist. I spoke to my teacher. She explained that being a Muslim does not make you a terrorist." "For me, Islam is to give food and money to poor people," writes Alicia Rim. "Build hospitals, help the sick, give my coat to someone who needs it." A story in Mark's Gospel tells of how Jesus' followers were in the middle of a heated debate about who was the greatest among them. Jesus responded by taking a little child and having this child stand in the midst of them. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me but the one who sent me." Now this child is never given a name, and there are no recorded words from his or her mouth. And yet this child who stands mute in the midst of a maelstrom of argument speaks of God's unconditional welcome. Too often both church and society have pushed children to the periphery of their life and decisions. The presence of a child makes dispassionate decisions difficult. The presence of a child brings us up short in our attempts to identify our enemies. The presence of a child reminds us of our own children and the children that we once were. As we struggle to come to terms with our changing planet, we should applaud those who give children permission to challenge our grown-up world of reason and rectitude. "Who are the baddies?" asked my son. I'm still thinking about how to answer.